Sandy Osawa is a local filmmaker and a member of the Makah tribe. She and her husband Yasu have been creating documentaries for 4 decades. They have produced more than 65 videos, including 5 PBS documentaries. But for Sandy and Yasu, this is not just a business, it's a battle. They use film to fight society's image of American Indian people. Radioactive's Rachel Lam has the story.
We sprang from salt water, a meeting of waves. Our men hollowed canoes from logs with the bone of whale, and together we rose as one but were many. Giving thanks to the sea, we were born, startling the birds into flight while the seagulls cried.
This is the beginning of a poem Sandy Osawa wrote in college. It is a Makah creation story. This piece would later mark a turning point in Sandy's journey as a filmmaker. It was the summer of 1965, Nia Bay, Washington. Returning home from college, Sandy realized that few people knew the Makah dances, and only her tribal elders knew the songs. The Makahs were in danger of losing their culture. All across the nation, tribes were facing the same problem. Sandy created a Makah culture program for youth, where elders passed on their tribal knowledge. It was among the first of its kind in the country. That summer, Sandy brought in her poem.
The teenagers came in the afternoon, I think it was like 7th grade to the 12th grade, and then I told them I was going to read a poem about the Makahs, and somebody said, well, why would anybody want to write about us? And I realized that this teenager was telling me that Makahs or we are not important enough to have anybody write a poem about. I started to think about the whole impact of self-image, that when you don't see anything positive about your life anywhere, like in newspapers or in the media, it does say something about the fact that you're really ignored as a people. You're really dismissed as a people. And you're, of course, not going to be understood as a people.
The image of American Indians in popular media did not represent the people Sandy knew in everyday life. Sandy grew up with people who were creative and smart, people who had a strong grounding in both the Native American and mainstream American cultures.
The picture that society has and does hold of the American Indian is one of a victim, that Indians are victims and Indians are losers. You know, you might get one story where Indians are the stereotypical wise elder on horseback looking over into the sunset, and you might get sort of a nod for spiritual wisdom, something like this.
Him a beauty, like mountain with snow, silver white.
Silver. That would be a name for him.
The Lone Ranger is just one example.
Here hat, me washing stream, dry in sun, make whiter.
Sandy was determined to change the tide.
I heard about an opening at UCLA that they were finally going to get minority students into the film program.
Since attending the UCLA Film School, Sandy has dedicated her entire life to remaking the Native image. Sandy chooses Native American success stories for her films.
There's a resistance. There is a strong resistance to each and every story that I've ever told that Yasu and I have worked on.
In Pepper's Powwow, Sandy featured Jim Pepper, a man who fused traditional Native music with American jazz. One of his best-known songs is Wichitaito, a healing chant he learned from his grandfather. In her film On and Off the Res with Charlie Hill, Sandy presented the importance of humor in the Native community. Charlie Hill's stand-up material revolves around the Native experience and history.
I'm an Oneida, and I'm from Wisconsin. That's where my people are from. We used to be from New York. I had a little real estate problem.
Anyway, I'm feeling good here. The watch the World Series and the Cleveland Native Americans lost. Get over it, America. Why are you still making us mascots? The Indians. You know how offensive that is? That's like turning on the game going, today's game is New York's cheap Jews versus the lazy n****s from Alabama. Oh, it got quiet in here.
In her documentaries, Sandy is careful to accurately present the Native perspective, and her thoughtfulness has been acknowledged. She has been honored as Native American Filmmaker of the Year at the Taos Talking Pictures Film Festival. She has received an Outstanding Producer's Citation from KNBC. Her films have gleaned the Best Documentary and Best of Show at the Fargo International Film Festival. Yet these prizes are not the ones Sandy seeks.
You know, your reward is in finding those audiences. And you know that one by one, when you see enlightenment in people's eyes, when you hear their responses, then you know you've reached an audience.
Sandy can see change coming, slowly, perhaps. But film by film, and audience by audience, she believes the tide will turn.
There was one woman in Taos, New Mexico, when we first showed the Charlie Hill film, and afterwards she got up and raised her hand and she said, there was no yelling, there was no preaching, there was none of that, but I suddenly understood why this mascot issue is so important, and I suddenly got it. And so Yasa and I both thought, well, that's really why we did the film, so this is good. This gives you a reason to keep going.
And Sandy and Yasu will keep going. They will continue the battle. Sandy plans to change more minds, one story at a time.
Now our men keep returning to the sea, filled with the rhythm of salmon, flashing a strange beauty through dark waters as silver fins leap wildly over death, seeking the savage moment that saves the young. Our people will not die.
For Radioactive, this is Rachel Lom.